It's the Virgin Radio Takeover. Sunday mornings from 10 to 1.
On Virgin Radio.
Hello, dear listener. My name's Ian Lee, and the Muppets at Virgin Radio have let me come and sit in here for several hours, rifle through their records. They're not records. Digital, and pick a load of songs and play whatever I want to play. So, yes, there'll be some of the obvious ones, like the Monkees and the Beach Boys, but I've got some slightly more obscure ones that you might not have heard of. The Kinks, for example. Okay, that's another obvious one as well, but I'm sure there'll be some in here that you won't have heard of. I'm Ian Lee. This is the Sunday Takeover on Virgin Radio.
Fixing up a car, driving it again, searching for the water, hoping for the rain, up and up, up and up. Down upon the canvas, working in a meal, waiting for a chance to pick an Irish field, up and up, up and up. See a bird form a diamond in a rough, see a bird soaring high, but the flood is in your blood. In your blood, underneath the storm, an umbrella is saying, sitting with the boys, it takes away the pain, up and up, up and up. Up and up, up and up. You see the fire staring in every seed. Angels in the marble waiting to be free. Just need love, just need love. When the going is rough, see
we go.
Virgin Radio is online
at virginradio.co.uk.
California.
Elliott Ness. The track hits your eardrum like a slug to your chest. Back a best for your Jimmy in the city of sex. We in that sunshine state where the bomb ass him be. The state where you never find a dance floor empty and pimp speed. On a mission for them greens. Lean mean money making machines serving fiends. I've been in the game for 10 years making rap tunes. Ever since honeys was wearing Sassoon. Now it's 95 and they clock me and watch me diamond shining. Looking like a Rob Liberace. It's all good from Diego to the Bay. Your city is the bomb if your city making pain. Throw up a finger if you feel the same way. Straight putting it down for California, yeah.
If anybody has ever listened to my late night show on talk radio, then you will know that I am obsessed by the Monkees. I mean, like, proper fangirl obsessed with the Monkees. Ever since I was the age of 12, even younger probably, I've set up my own record label to release Monkees releases on it. I've been over to the States to see them. I've even had a wee-wee next to Davy Jones at a urinal in Cornwall. Come on, guys, that's proper stalking stuff. Huh? It's the 50th anniversary of the Monkees this year. Who'd have thunk it? In 1967, they sold twice as many records as the Beatles and the Rolling Stones put together. And 50 years later, they've released their first album in, I think, I don't know, like 20 years. It's called Good Times, which is a little bit of a silly title when you say it out loud. But actually, it's flipping brilliant. It got to number 13 in the Billboard charts, and it's got songs by Andy Partridge from XTC, Rivers Cuomo from Weezer, a song by Death Cab for Cutie. But the song I've chosen to play today off of the new album is written by two people I'm not a massive fan of, right? And when I heard they were going to do a song for the Monkees, I kind of thought, well, yeah, that might be interesting. Turns out it's not interesting. It's flipping brilliant. It's a psychedelic masterpiece. It's written by Paul Weller and Noel Gallagher. No, I always get the title ever so slightly wrong. That's it. Birth of an Accidental Hipster. Sung by Nesmith. Backing vocals by Dolenz. This wouldn't have sounded out of place on Revolver. It's stunning.
If I can
Radio. Live across the UK.
You're listening to the Sunday Takeover on it's Virgin Radio. Now, first track was the Monkees. You'll notice I like lots of acts that start with the word the. This band is the Beach Boys. And for me, the Beach Boys start to get really, really interesting when they blew their minds on LSD and meditation and kind of lost their mojo when they stopped doing all that surfing stuff and started getting frazzled and lost. Now, in 1970, I'm going to say 1972, but I might be wrong. And if I am wrong, I humbly apologise. For some reason, they thought it would be a brilliant idea if they moved all of the Beach Boys and all of their families over to Holland to record an album. So they all moved over there, and then they realised that Holland didn't really have very modern recording technology. So they then had to build a recording studio. This is nuts. They then had to build a recording studio in America, then dismantle it, ship it over to Holland, and then rebuild it. But there was a problem. You know the problem? They use a different voltage in Holland to the one they use in the States, so it took months to get it to work, and even then it was very patchy. They did get it to work, and they recorded, I think, one of their best albums. Not their best album, that's Sunflower, but one of their best albums, called, strangely enough, Holland, right? And it's this weird kind of mix of sort of songs that sort of go nowhere. One of the best songs on there, and one of the best songs in the entire Beach Boys canon, is a song called Only With You, written by Wilson and Love, but not Brian Wilson and Mike Love, written by Dennis Wilson and Mike Love, and it's stunning.
Love so many things that I feel. I've only felt with you. Only with you. Under the love I finally found. Oh. I know one thing for sure, I wanna do, I wanna spend this life with you, only with you. Yes, it's true. All I wanna do, oh, is spend my life with you. Oh, all I wanna do, spend my life with you. Oh, yes, it's true. Oh, I wanna spend my life with you. All I wanna do is spend my life with you. All I wanna do, oh, yeah, spend my life with you.
Virgin Radio. Virgin Radio.
Remember that tank top you bought me? You wrote "You're gorgeous" on it. You took me to your rented motor car and filmed me on the bonnet. You got me to hitch my knees up and pulled my legs apart. You took an Instamatic camera and pulled my sleeves around my heart.
Because you're gorgeous, I'd do anything for you. Because you're gorgeous, I know you'll get me through.
You said my clothes were sexy, tore away my shirt. You rubbed an ice cube on my chest, snapped me till it hurt.
Because you're gorgeous, I'd do anything for you. Because you're gorgeous, I know you'll get me through.
£20. You promised to put me in a magazine on every table in every lounge.
Because you're gorgeous, I'd do anything for you. Because you're gorgeous, I know you'll get me through. Because you're gorgeous, you'll get me.
Virgin Radio is online. Just search Virgin Radio UK on Facebook.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off to my city, off to my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. Come on, like the way we rock it, so don't stop.
Are brilliant, right? Oh, hello, by the way. This is Ian Lee, in case you've just tuned in. A band that I think are brilliant, and everyone thinks they're one-hit wonders, which, because in this country, I guess they kind of were one-hit wonders, but they also did superb songs, are the Bare Naked Ladies. Interesting thing, I got into a little bit of trouble last year at a place that I worked at. I didn't work there for much longer after that. And one of the coolest things about it was, I got a private message on Twitter from Ed Robertson, the lead singer of the Bare Naked Ladies, who I'd interviewed that year, saying, "Hey, man, I see you've got into a bit of trouble with the BBC. I'm really sorry about that. If there's anything I can do, here's my cell number. Why don't you give me a call?" I couldn't believe it. One of my favourite singers from one of my favourite bands giving me their phone number. Of course, I've never used it. That would be ridiculous. But I have emailed him and asked him for free tickets for their shows that they're doing in September. And he's going to give me free tickets. Their last album, Silver Ball, is superb. The opening song on it is Get Back Up. And do you know what? It's this sounds a bit, I'm going to say pretentious instead of a swear word, but it sounds a bit pretentious. But it's been a really good song if I've been feeling a little bit down recently and not fancy coming into work to do my show on talk radio. I've listened to this on the way in many, many times, and it's kind of given me a little bit of a, you know, an oomph. So I think it's brilliant. Get Back Up, Bare Naked Ladies.
I'm a little bit worse for wear, got a little bit more gray hair. I'm not gonna be the next big thing, but I'm getting fitted for a new brass ring. I've been dumped, I've been kicked around, now I'm ready for the big rebound. I know you can't win them all, but I'm swinging like it, getting hits in money ball. Get back up, you gotta get back up, you gotta hold. Everything is sink or swim. You can't fly if the air's too thin. Best part of the ride is the free fall. Better keep your arms and legs in the vehicle. Standing eight and I'm on the ropes. Knees giving but I won't lose hope. Not the second coming of Muhammad Ali, but can I get a whoop for the boxing imagery? Get back up. You gotta get back up. You gotta hold steady in my left feet. It's not about a victory.
Virgin Radio. Virgin Radio.
Live across the UK.
Lost souls in reverie. Virgin Radio.
So, what would you little maniacs like to do first?
What you do? Burning bright right till the end. Now you'll be missing from the photographs, missing from the photographs. Watching through our fingers, watching through our fingers. In my thoughts you're far away, and you are whistling a melody, whistling a melody, crystallizing clear as day. Oh, I can picture you so easily. So easily. What's gonna be left of the world if you're not in it? What's gonna be left of the world? Oh, every minute and every hour, I miss you, I miss you, I miss you more. Every stumble and each misfire, I miss you, I miss you, I miss you more. Watch you. What's gonna be left of the world if you're not in it? What's gonna be left of the world? Oh. Every minute and every hour, I miss you, I miss you, I miss you more. Every stumble and each misfire, I miss you, I miss you, I miss you more.
Can we be a party animal? I had to learn to live in the jungle. Now stop worrying and go and get dressed.
You might have to excuse me, I've lost control of all of my senses. You might have to excuse me, I've lost control of all of my world. So get drunk, call me a fool, put me in my place, put me in my place.
Hello, my name's Ian Lee. You're listening to The Sunday Takeover on Virgin Radio. I should let you know, dear listener, that as well as having an excellent taste in music, I also present a nightly phone-in show on what I believe we refer to as the sister station. I don't know what that means. Talk radio. So Mondays to Fridays, 10 o'clock at night, it's a phone-in show, unlike any phone-in show you've ever heard, in as much as we don't talk about Brexit, we don't talk about Corbyn, we don't talk about any of that rubbish, we don't talk about anything. To be honest, I just sit there and you phone me up and that's kind of it. With that in mind, I'm now going to hurtle towards my next song, which is Sunshine of Your Love, but not the Cream version, which is, you know, it's kind of, you know, it's kind of cool. But this version is just like dirty and kicks ass and is just, I don't know, there's just, it's a song that makes you want to do rude things to people. It's the Spanky Wilson version.
But night grows tired, I
Virgin Radio.
I just wanna stay in the sun where I find. I know it's hard sometimes. Pieces of peace in the sun's peace of mind. I know it's hard sometimes. Yeah, I think about the end just way too much. But it's fun to fantasize on my enemies who wouldn't wish who I was. But it's fun to fantasize. Oh, I'm falling, so I'm taking my time on my ride. Time on my ride. That's easy to say. We have a list of people that we would take. A bullet for them, a bullet for you, a bullet for everybody in this room. But they don't seem to see many bullets coming through. See many bullets coming through. Metaphorically, I'm the man. But literally, I don't know what I do. I'd live for you, and that's hard to do. Even harder to say when you know it's not true. Even harder to fight when you know that you're mad. That when people back home will try talking to you, but then you ignore them still. All these questions, they're falling like, who would you live for? Who would you die for? And would you ever kill? Oh, I'm falling, so taking my time on my ride. Oh, I'm falling, so I'm taking my time on my ride.
I'm Ian Lee. This is the Sunday Takeover on Virgin Radio. Time now for the 11 o'clock news.
The Virgin Radio Takeover, every Sunday morning.
Hello, it's Sunday morning. My name's Ian Lee. This is the Sunday Takeover on Virgin Radio, where I get to choose a whole heap of my favourite songs off of my iPod. If you've just tuned in, well, you've missed the Monkees and the Beach Boys. I'm sorry about that, but don't worry, we've still got some excellent stuff coming up, including a little bit of Echo Belly and The Slits. Yeah, I know, we're actually going to play The Slits on Virgin Radio.
Radio is on Twitter.
Tweet us at Virgin Radio UK.
Last love, everlasting, you and me.
The greatest band ever to come out of this country is not the Beatles, it's XTC from Swindon, heralded and captained by the mighty Andy Partridge, but with Colin Moulding and all the other people in there, just one of the most delightful pop rock bands ever. And I'm constantly scratching my head as to how they're not the size of U2 in their world stature, partly because Andy Partridge had a breakdown in 1982 and refused to ever play a live concert ever again. And I can kind of understand that. But seriously, man, their songs are just so good. Partridge, as I mentioned earlier, has written a song on the new Monkees album, You Bring the Summer. And it's one of the best songs, certainly one of the best pop songs he's written in years. Now, let me take you back to the mid-90s and their album, I think it's Nonesuch. Partridge reckons he's written the best pop single he's ever going to write, a song called Wrapped in Grey. He takes it to the record label bosses and they release about 6,000 copies of it and let it stiff. As a result of that action, XTC did the coolest thing any rock band has ever done, and they went on strike years before Prince did all that Slave nonsense. XTC went on strike and didn't record or release a note of music for years. This song is just majestic. XTC, Wrapped in Grey.
As I knelt Radio.
Live across the UK.
Radio.
Tribeca, right next to De Niro, but I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra, and since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I read Dice CeeLo, three card Marley, Labor Day Parade, rest in peace, Bob Marley, Statue of Liberty, long live the World Trade, long live the King, yo, I'm from the Empire State. That's blinding. Girls need blinders or they could step out of bounds quick. The sidelines is lined with casualties who sip the life casually then gradually become worse. Don't fight the apple Eve. Caught up in the in crowd. Now you're in style and in the winter gets cold. In vogue with your skin out. City of sin is a pity on a whim. Good girls going bad. The city's filled with them. MJ's made got you feeling like a champion. The city never sleeps. Better slip you an ambient.
I'm Ian Lee, and this is the Sunday Takeover on Virgin Radio. Can I ask a question? Have you been enjoying my music, my music? If you have, go to @VirginRadioUK on Twitter and tweet, Ian Lee's music is ace. If you haven't, probably best you just keep it to yourselves. Just thinking, there's enough hate out there, man, what with everything that's going on in the world. So don't spread your bile on Twitter. But if you do like it, @VirginRadioUK. Ian Lee's a cool guy. You know, that stuff like that. And we'll retweet it and I'll retweet it. And we'll all end up happy and in love with each other. This next song is by the Kinks. I've interviewed both Dave Davis of the Kinks and, oh, in fact, he should be coming on my show soon. I need to sort that out. Let me send him an email. And Ray Davis, both of whom were, Ray Davis, when he came in, his PR people came in beforehand and there was a list of things we weren't allowed to talk about, including the Kinks. Well, that was going to be an awkward interview. And the first 10 minutes of it was quite awkward until I said to Ray that I lived in Muswell Hill. And I told him where I lived, and I asked if he knew this particular Indian restaurant. He went, oh, no, I don't know that one, but, do you know this Indian restaurant? And I said, yeah, I do. I said, do you know this pub? And suddenly we bonded on our love of booze and curries in North London. Soon as we'd bonded on that, I could ask him anything I wanted. I could ask him about the Kinks, about the Kinks getting back together. And do you know what? I've just got a feeling that if not 2016, 2017, the Kinks is going to do a reunion. I can just feel the vibe happening in the air. This is their best song ever. It's from the album Arthur. It's Victoria.
So me. Australia, to come on, Singapore, to Hong Kong, from the west to the east, from the rich to the poor, Victoria, above them all, Victoria, 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 Victoria.
Virgin Radio.
Ian Lee on Virgin, the Sunday Takeover. I know what you're thinking. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Boring old man playing boring old songs from the boring old days. Calm down. I've got tunes for the kids as well up my sleeve, all right, including this one. This is the pop sensation that is Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift, of course, started out country style, huh? When did she make the crossover? Now, I have got beef with Swift because she at the moment is going out with the new James Bond, Tom Huddleston or whatever his name is. I don't even know what that guy's name is. That's how little I think of him, right? But I do think she could do a lot better than him. He's not that much to look at. I didn't see the Night Manager, but I imagine he wasn't very good in that, and he'll probably be a worse Bond, even worse than Brosnan was. So my message to you, Ms. Swift, is you like older men. That's great. He's not the one for you. Keep looking, because perhaps I might be. This is Taylor Swift and Shake It Off for the kids.
Virgin Radio. Virgin Radio.
No sleep.
Virgin Classics.
From Miami, FLA, hitchhiked away across USA.
plucked her eyebrows on the way, shaved her legs, and then he was a she. She says, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey, honey, take a walk on the wild side. On the island, in the back room, she was everybody's darling. But she never lost her head, even when she was given head. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls go do 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 do. Once gave it away, everybody had to pay and pay. A hustle here and a hustle there, New York City is the place where they said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey Joe, take a walk on the wild side. Sugar Plum Fairy came and hit the streets, looking for soul food and a place to eat. Went to the Apollo, you should have seen him go, go, go. They said, hey sugar, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Alright. Ha. Jackie is just speeding away. Thought she was James Dean for a day. Then I guess she had to crash. Valium would have helped that bash. She said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls say, do 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 do.
Strumming my pain with his fingers. Keep
Now, my next song, by the way, my name's Ian Lee, pleased to meet you. You want to hear more from me? Oh, Talk Radio, weeknights at 10 o'clock, it's a phone-in show, you know what I mean? Nick Cave, right? I don't know anything about Nick Cave, I don't even know anything about this song. All I know is that somehow I heard this song, Nature Boy, and it just kind of just got me there, do you know what I mean? I'm tapping my solar plexus. And I know really little about Nick Cave. I know that he's done loads of records, and I've not looked into any of them because I'm worried if I start going off on a Nick Cave down the rabbit hole kind of thing, none of them will be as good as this song. I'm worried that this is kind of the best song he's ever done and that everything else will be a crushing disappointment. Hey, here's an idea. If you can recommend a good Nick Cave album that's as good as Nature Boy, the song you're about to hear, why don't you tweet at Virgin Radio UK? Huh? Yes? And I will do my best to have a look at them at some point over the next 6 months.
I was just a boy when I sat down and watched the news on TV. I saw some ordinary slaughter, I saw some routine atrocity. My father said, don't look away, you gotta be strong, you gotta be bold now. He said that in the end it is beauty that is gonna save the world now. And she moved among the sparrows, and she floats upon the breeze, and she moves among the flowers, and she moves something deep inside me. I was walking around the flower show like a leper coming down with some kind of nervous hysteria. I saw you standing there, green eyes, black hair, up against the pink and purple hysteria. You said, hey, Nature Boy, you're looking at me with some unrighteous intention. My knees went weak, I couldn't speak, I was having thoughts of one not in my best interest to mention. As you move, as she blows upon the smoke, as she moves among the shadows, as she moves me with just one little look. You took me back to your place and dressed me up in a deep sea diver's suit. You played the patriot, you raised the flag, and I stood a full salute. Well, later on we smoked a pipe, struck me dumb, and made it impossible to speak. As you closed in slow motion, called me Sappho in the original Greek. As she moved among the sparrows, as she walked the sea, and she moves among the flowers, and she moves right up close to me.
My lover's got humor. She's a giggle at a funeral. Knows everybody's disapproval. I should've worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak, a fresh poison each week. We were born sick, you heard them say it. My church offers no absolutes. She tells me worship in the bedroom. The only heaven I'll be sent to is when I'm alone with you. I was born sick, but I love it. Command me to be well.
This is the Sunday Takeover on Virgin Radio. It's time now for the midday news.
Virgin Radio.
With this is the Virgin Radio Takeover. Sunday mornings from 10 till 1.
On Virgin Radio.
2 hours down, 1 hour to go. I'm Ian Lee. You're listening to the Sunday Takeover on Virgin Radio. Coming up, 3 more songs from me. What's the last one going to be? I'll tell you, it's The Who.
Radio is online
at virginradio.co.uk.
Ian Lee, this is the Sunday Takeover on Virgin Radio. Now, the 90s. Let me take you back a little bit. To me, in my head, the 90s still feels like it was like six or seven or eight years ago. But, it wasn't. Look, you see, even then, when I said that out loud, I thought, oh, no, it was six or seven. It wasn't. We're in 2016, which is insane. So the 90s were like 17 years ago. And that's for the end of the 90s, not even when the 90s were good. That was 20 years ago. Flipping heck, I'm old. Anyway, it was a weird time for bands. There were kind of these bands that were bubbling up. That some would go on to become, you know, huge, massive bands, and so like Muse and things like that, I think. And some were ones that never quite made it, like the Auteurs and Cooler Shaker. Remember those guys? And Echo Belly. You know, there was a point when we all looked at Echo Belly to be the great leaders of the indie pop wars. And they had a couple of great songs. They had a great album. And then, you know, that they kind of fizzled out. Doesn't matter, though. They did have some brilliant pop songs, including this one. One of the best songs from the 90s. Very uplifting. What you need on a Sunday. This is Great Things by Echo Belly.
traffic on a Monday in the town I grew up. Shelter from the rain in every doorway. It's dark and everyone's numb. Kids are making faces in the bus lane, but nobody looks up. Everyone's life the same as yesterday, just like the ticking off clock. And I'm craving, craving, craving something I can feel. Where do I go? What do I need? Is it ecstasy or is it fear? Am I overload? Am I even close? Cause I'm craving, still craving something I can feel. Wasn't enough. I tried to hurt my faith in everyone around me, but she sold all my stuff. She went wild, abandoned. That's all I need, and someone I can trust. Cause I'm craving. Something I can feel.
Back
listener. My name is Ian Lee. Now, this next band are one of the more obscure bands from the Great Punk Wars, 76 to 78, 19, of course. We all know about the Clash and the Buzzcocks and the Damned and the Pistols and all of that nonsense. But who remembers the Slits? I do. They were brilliant because they were one of the first kind of all-girl bands. And by all-girl, I mean actually, you know, not like the Supremes just stood there singing and dancing, properly playing their instruments and writing their songs and doing their stuff. And I missed them first time around, but there's a brilliant book by one of the Slits, Viv Albertine, which I think is Clothes, Money, Boys, or Money, Clothes, Boys. It's those three words in a certain order. And I read her book. Her book is an amazing read. I thoroughly recommend it to everyone. And it made me check out the Slits. The Slits stuff is kind of cool, right? It's kind of cool. But they did an amazing cover version of Marvin Gaye's Heard It Through the Grapevine, right? Listen to this. I'm guessing some of you will love this. I'm also guessing that some of you are going to think this is a little bit too weird for your ears. Tough. It's only short. Listen to it. Go on to Twitter, at Virgin Radio UK, and do let me know your thoughts. This is The Slits, and what can only be described as haunting, a word that's used way too often, but this is actually properly haunting, their version of Heard It Through the Grapevine.
Plans to make me blue. Virgin Radio is online. Just search Virgin Radio UK on Facebook.
I know I could lie, but I'm telling the truth. Wherever I go, there's a shadow of you. I know I could try looking for something new, but wherever I go, I'll be looking for you. Some people lie, but they're looking for magic. Others are quietly going insane. I feel alive when I'm close to the madness. No easy love could ever make me feel the same. I know I could lie, but I won't. The ghost in the room. I don't even try looking for something new. 'Cause wherever I go, I'll be looking for you. Some people try, but they can't find the magic. Others get down on their knees and they pray. I come alive when I'm close to the madness. No easy love could ever make me feel. Make me feel the same. Make me feel the same, same, same. I know I can lie, but I'm telling the truth. Wherever I go, there's a shadow of you. I know I can try, but the force of
dear listener, my name is Ian Lee, and you're listening to the Sunday Takeover on Virgin Radio.
Virgin.
Virgin Radio.
Virgin Radio.
Virgin.
Live across the UK.
Slow down. Lie down. Remember, it's just you and me. Don't sell out, bow out. Remember how this used to be. I just want you closer. Is that all right? Baby, let's get closer to my last request and just let me hold you. Don't shrug your shoulders. Lay down beside me. Sure, I can accept that we're going nowhere. But one last time, let's go there. Lay down beside me. I realize all about your lies, but I'm no wiser than the fool that I was before. I just want you closer. Is that alright? Baby, let's get closer tonight. Grant my last request and just let me hold you. Don't shrug your shoulders. Lay down beside me. And sure, I can accept that we're going nowhere. But one last time, let's go there. Ooh, lay down beside me. Oh, baby, baby, baby. Tell me, how can this be wrong? Grant my last request and just let me hold you. Don't shrug your shoulders. Lay down beside me. Sure, I can accept that we're going nowhere. But one last time, let's go there. Lay down beside me. Grant my last request and just let me hold you. Don't shrug your shoulders. No. Lay down beside me. And sure, I can accept that we're going nowhere. But one last time, let's go there. Lay down beside me. Oh. Lay down beside me.
My name's Ian Lee. This is Sunday Takeover on Virgin Radio. And do you mind if I do a little bit of a brag? Not even a humble brag, which I believe is a thing. I'm just going to brag. Once I stood on the stage at the Royal Albert Hall for the Teenage Cancer Trust, holding a microphone in front of thousands of people, and I got to say the words, "Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome to the stage BDI?" That's not the brag. That was the downside of the evening. That was the downside of the evening, introducing those guys. Although Liam Gallagher was very, very nice to me. No. The high side of the evening was after they'd played their songs, I then got to go back on the stage and introduce the flipping Who on stage. The actual Who on stage after I said the words, "Ladies and gentlemen, not just one of the best rock and roll bands in the world, the best rock and roll band in the world, The Who!" And they came out on stage and they played all of their songs. Not all of them, that would have taken hours. Still, literally the coolest thing I've ever done. I love The Who. They're one of those weird bands. There's loads of hits and there's quite a few misses as well. This one is a definite hit. Barbara O'Reilly.
Barbara
anything. When will I learn? I push it down, push it down. I'm the one for a good time call. Phone's blowing up, ring on my doorbell. I feel the love, feel the love.
that's it. That's the end of the Sunday Takeover with me, Ian Lee. I hope you like the songs that I chose. If you want to have an argument with me on Twitter, I'm at Ian Lee, IAINLEE. You can listen to me weeknights on talk radio, on DAB or online, 10 o'clock at night. Come and say hello. And also, here's a thing. I've got a live CD out. Who'd have thought such a thing? Ian Lee versus radio. Follow me on Twitter and I'll give you all the information. And thanks very much for letting me come and play some records during your Sunday. Enjoy the rest of your day. Oh, before I go, don't go anywhere. John Jackson is up next on Virgin Radio. Ta-ta. Virgin Radio.